the number of visitors that has come to Innishowen and to Donegal over the last couple of years has increased dramatically, and I know the numbers have increased dramatically to Malton Head this year. And I think we have an opportunity there to sell the Innishowen 100, or whether we rename it as Innishowen Scenic Route, whatever. I think that should go to public consultation through our own county council. And we should have something like the Ring of Kerry, which is sold in Kerry, which people go to, the Wild Atlantic Way takes you there, then you do the Ring of Kerry. I think we have that same potential here in Innishowen to do the same thing with Innishowen 100.
And you are calling for a meeting with various relevant bodies to discuss this further.
Yeah, I think we should come together, the council, like Innishowen Tourism, Fáilte Ireland, Donegal Tourism. I think we should come together and re-look at how we could relaunch the Innishowen 100. And as I say, whether the council would put it out to public consultation or whatever, in relation to the name or whatever we decide we should do. And I think the public and the hotels and the B&Bs and the businesses should have a say in that and what they think would be the right way of doing it. But I feel there's a massive opportunity there for the Innishowen 100. There's a massive opportunity for businesses because it brings people into areas that the Wild Atlantic Way don't take you into, small villages like the Charaminas, Oris, Glengad, Dunry, all these places, maybe the Wild Atlantic Way doesn't take people to. The Innishowen 100 takes people around the whole coast, and it'll be a brilliant drive for anybody, and I think it's a potential that we have. I think we need to tell it.